I'm Jillian Engelbrecht, and this is Museum Learning. In today's episode, we will be exploring the third and final category of museum learning, museum schools, as well as their benefits and how to create one. We'll wrap up the episode with a special guest, museum design specialist Lindell Edmondson, known to her students as Miss E. To begin, you might be wondering what a museum school is. In our interview with Rex last episode, he hinted at museum schools through the Lane Motor Museum's partnership with John Early, where this week's special guest, Miss E, works. I myself had not heard of a museum school until the beginning of this year, when I heard about the work Miss E was doing at John Early Museum Magnet Middle School, which was the inspiration for this entire series. Museum schools come in two main types, but both involve a permanent or semi-permanent museum in the school building. This allows the exhibit to stay in one place throughout its duration. Students and teachers at the school should have access to the museum during the school day to supplement and complement their learning as often as they would like. The museum can also be open to the public at the school's discretion. There are no costs for transportation, but there could be a cost associated with setting aside the space. Additionally, students will be the ones designing and caring for the museum, so class time or after-school time will have to be allocated for the museum, as well as the time and talents of a teacher or museum design specialist to supervise. The two types of museum schools are student fieldwork museums and student curated museums, and the big difference between the two is what goes in the museum exhibits. In a student fieldwork museum, the artifacts in the museum will be created or discovered by the students. One example is a museum designed by an anthropology class where the artifacts in the museum were all found during a class dig. Another could be a museum of student artwork. A student-curated museum, on the other hand, displays artifacts from partner museums. For example, the student-curated museum might have artifacts on loan from a neighboring museum. The students select the focus of the exhibit, the flow of the exhibit, and what types of artifacts they would want. Then they write the text to accompany the artifacts and display the artifacts appropriately throughout the exhibit. Both types of museum school have students designing the museum and serving as docents for visitors, but the actual artifacts displayed differ in the two types. In both cases, students learn important real-world skills in planning, teaching, and teamwork in these student-directed museums. Both types of museum schools can offer opportunities for community engagement as well. Miss E is the museum design specialist at John Early Museum Magnet Middle School, a school that employs both museum school types. Students curate exhibits based on their interests using artifacts from partner museums and artifacts that are student-generated, such as artwork. The students change the museum approximately 3 times a year, and students are pulled in to work in the museum. Student curators are selected through peer and teacher recommendations and are not exclusively the highest-achieving students in the class. The museum is a part of the school that teachers can choose to bring their classes to at any time. Miss E guides the students through these processes, providing care and support along the way. I caught up with Miss E to learn a little bit more about what a museum school looks like and why it's beneficial for students. So the first question is, what is the history of this program of the museum at John Early?
The school was initially a Paideia school. John Early was to be the feeder school for Jones Paideia Elementary School. Its focus changed, I think, about 8 years ago as the district saw a need to redirect the focus of John Early Middle School to a museum school. John Early is a themed magnet school, meaning entrance into John Early does not depend on your grade point. It does not depend on your achievement test scores. It is themed in the sense that many of our themed schools are either STEM, STEAM, Paideia, literature. We happen to be the only middle school that is a museum school. One of our elementary feeders is a museum school, and it happens to be Robert Churchwell. The powers that be realize that students who are generally low achievers and students who are reluctant learners tend to flourish more when there is a PBL component in place, or when PBL drives the instruction. When there is a PBL program, parent participation increases, test scores increase, and students acquire a real sense of accomplishment as they tackle new academic challenges.
And just to clarify, for any listeners who are unsure, PBL stands for Project-Based Learning. For our second question, what are your goals for your learners, Ms. E?
Well, my ultimate goal for the student-wide school is for students to excel academically. That's pretty much the bottom line. My more immediate goal is for students who are dedicated to working in the museum, that they are able to refine their research skills, learn through problem finding and problem solving, that they learn the skill of collaboration, and that they celebrate learning for the sake of learning, and to have a renewed desire to learn and share the information or the knowledge that they have gained.
What learning do you think is happening through the museum program at John Early?
Well, when I think about it, I guess one of the things that I'm most proud of is that the children are able to identify a problem and then set out to solve the problem, learning how to collaborate with one another, work towards a common goal, provide support to their fellow students or scholars, and understand that not all learning takes place within the confines of the four walls of a classroom, but understanding that different doesn't mean wrong or less than. Different just means different. I really hope that they acquire a love for learning.
What would you say is the most meaningful learning opportunity your program offers?
I guess that's difficult for me to say because all of their experiences have merit in their own right. I suppose if I could be persuaded to say one thing, it would be the acquisition of knowledge and not a tolerance for learning knowledge. The most meaningful thing to me is that they not only have a fondness for learning, but they acquire a true love for learning new things, and not only just learning those new things, but sharing those new things with others.
How does the program align with the school's values?
Well, probably I should tell you what our mission statement is or what John Early is all about. The John Early Middle School believes that experiential education fosters a deeper understanding of self and others. Our students are encouraged to explore, think, create, and be authentic as they pursue excellence. So how does this program align with the school values? Well, the program aligns perfectly, I think, with the school's mission statement. When a museum is implemented with fidelity, students are able to explore, as in the mission statement, think, create, and have authentic experiences as they pursue excellence that is talked about in that mission statement.
And for our last question today, what is the most important aspect of the program?
Well, I think to me the most important aspect of the program is that the students acquire a feeling of accomplishment and confidence. So many of our students come to us and mm-hmm. they are not confident learners. So many of them have not felt a feeling of accomplishment. So that in my opinion is important. And those feelings definitely transfer into their performance in the classroom. So as students complete projects in the classroom and are required to present their results or their findings or show their work or their creations to families, to family members, to classmates, to visitors, I think that they develop a cadre of skills that will serve them not just immediately, but in their future academic pursuits.
A huge thank you to Miss E and all the faculty and staff at John Early for allowing me into your space and for all the great work you do. To learn more about John Early and the work they're doing, visit https://schools.mnps.org/john-early-museum-magnet-middle-prep. As you can probably gather from our talk with Ms. E, running an effective museum school can be a lot of work, and often means incorporating a variety of museum learning methods at the same time. However, it can have marvelous benefits for students when implemented correctly. I had the chance to survey some students at John Early about the museum and how it could be improved, and every student surveyed said it would be better if they got to use it more. Having a willing climate is an important prerequisite for a successful museum school. Museum schools can have a huge impact on students, but they may not be the best place to start for a teacher just getting involved in museum learning. There are lots of moving parts, often including partnerships with multiple museums at the same time. But that's the great thing about museum learning. There are lots of different entry points, and there are always new things to try to continue improving outcomes for students. Thanks for listening, and I hope you've learned a little bit more about museum learning and the method that will be right for you in your classroom. We have one last episode this season, and it will be exploring the many resources available through museums. We will get the inside scoop about the Country Music Hall of Fame's education programs and provide some tips for teachers who are ready to take the plunge into museum learning. It's going to be a blast, so I hope you'll be there to join us. If you're interested to learn more about the research supporting any of the methods of museum learning described in today's episode, please check out the reference list.